Guiyu is the world's computer graveyard. To get there, I drove through giant manufacturing towns I'd never heard of, including Chundien, which hoarding after hoarding of giant semi-naked women declared to be the global centre of bra production. Further along the road, the skies darkened and rain began tapping on the taxi roof. I passed a funeral procession. The mourners wore transparent plastic mats over their traditional white funeral garb as they walked through the drizzle. Soon after, I reached the town where motherboards went to die, where hard drives were softened up and memory cards were erased beyond the reach of any Control Z. The streets were stacked with green circuit boards, computer casings and reams of cables, leads and wires. Locals sat among mounds of brightly coloured plastic, hand sorting the waste by shade and type. Stopping and talking to locals was risky. The dirty conditions and low wages made e-waste a sensitive topic. Several journalists had previously been detained here. At least one team had been attacked. I asked the driver to park on a side road, where my western face and the taxi's out-of-town number plate would attract less attention. I wandered over to a makeshift outdoor workshop, where a bare-chested old man was sorting through huge earthenware pots of tiny plastic pellets under a net awning. The colours were separated in tubs of chemical compounds. Green pellets sank, purple floated to the surface. It was a smelly, time-consuming process for which the man earned about 40 UM per day. He said he'd been processing waste from around the world for 20 years, but his garrulity ended as a crowd gathered. The old man asked me to leave. No journalists, I already get into trouble from time to time with the tax authorities. It was a similar story in dozens of other small warehouses nearby. In one, a child was helping to strip circuit boards. In another, a woman removed whatever white plastic she could find from a pile of computers and printers for 20 yuan per day. Next door, two Sichuanese women earned 36 yuan for a 13-hour shift picking apart motherboards. "We know it might be toxic, but what can we do? It's a job," one of them told me. "We're not scared." They should have been. Studies have revealed that the amount of lead in the blood of children in Guiyu is 50% higher than limits set by the US Center for Disease Control and Prevention. This could result in retarded mental development. Workers are also exposed to cadmium, chromium, polyvinyl chlorides, brominated flame retardants, and mercury, a toxic cocktail that can cause brain damage, cancer, or kidney failure. Many of these chemicals are extracted from the hundreds of millions of computers, mobile phones, and other devices discarded overseas. Efforts to make manufacturers share responsibility with retailers, consumers, and governments for the lifespan of their products have had only partial success. American companies often falsely claim to be recycling domestically while actually shipping e-waste to China and elsewhere using shell companies in Hong Kong and Singapore. Interpol has identified waste smuggling as a thriving business for crime organizations worldwide. Eddie Jung, who studied the e-garbage problem at the Guangzhou Institute of Geochemistry, believes the rapid increase of e-waste coming into China might now be out of control. The government doesn't have the resources to stop this. Many foreign companies take advantage of this to illegally import e-waste into China, he said. He was also scathingly sarcastic about foreign efforts to restrict the trade. The US is too generous in its contribution to China's environmental contamination, he said. On the road out of Guiyu, a banner proclaimed, "Protecting the environment is enriching life." As was often the case in China, the ideal of the propaganda was the opposite of reality on the streets. It was aspirational. The country's political system was well described as government by slogan.